I show 15 participants.
Okay.
Excellent.
Yep.
Warren's still proving he's not a robot.
Oh my gosh, I had to do statues and crosswalks and more statues and crosswalks.
Mine just immediately recognized me not as a robot, so I didn't have that problem.
Yeah, I don't know. And last time mine recognized me, but who knows? So you look great.
It's interesting to me that whoever's speaking is not popping up on mine. It's like you're looking and you go, where's Tara? Oh, there she is.
Okay, you click the speaker view, you'll get that at the top, so, yeah, Sue.
Top right, there's speaker view. You click on that, Sue, it will enlarge whoever's speaking.
So I'm on my iPad and it's not top right, but I'll see what I can find. Switch camera, activate to speaker.
So Tara, it is 7 o'clock if you...
Okay.
Want to begin the meeting?
Begin everybody in.
Why does it say I'm talking? I'm not talking.
Because your network bandwidth is low.
Oh.
Is this our moment of silence?
We think we're waiting while everyone joins.
No, everyone is joined.
Everyone joined?
Everyone has joined. Oh, absolutely. So you can get started when you're ready.
Okay. All right. Well, welcome everyone. Thank you for joining us on our very first online Borough Council meeting, and we're glad you could be here. Please click raise hand to be called upon during public to be heard. That's the beginning of the meeting, at the end of the meeting, and before we make non-administrative motions. To begin, we'll have a moment of silence, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance. Judy, do you have any more advice to give our online participants?
I think everything is actually working quite well right now.
Okay, very good. Okay, we're going to do the moment of silence sitting at where as usual we stand, because that way we're all here and present together. So please join me in a moment of silence as we think of all those who are suffering or with loved ones suffering during this most difficult time. And in honor of all those working tirelessly in medical services and risking themselves and other essential services. In particular, I would like to honor the memory of lifelong borough resident Thomas Veal, who succumbed to COVID-19. Please keep him and his family in your thoughts. Please rise for the pledge. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America
and to the Republic which it stands.
Thank you for the flag, Judy.
You're welcome.
So, prior to this meeting, last week, Borough Council held an emergency executive session to address certain time-sensitive issues, which we needed to get to, as we were not allowed per the Borough Code to have an online meeting until the legislature adopted a bill which permitted us to do so and amended the Borough Code. So now that we can, we need to ratify those items we did in the executive session and bring them forward. So I'd like to ask our solicitor, Lauren, to lead that section, please, as it involves the executive session.
Certainly. The council did meet in an executive session on April 14th, 2020 to discuss potential litigation. In addition, we'll walk through these motions that occurred and they'll be ratified this evening. The first would be a motion to ratify the disaster emergency declaration put forth on March 13th, 2020, as moved by Councillor Waldorf, seconded by Councillor Suegos, and passed unanimously in the an online executive session on April 14th, 2020.
Do you want a motion?
Yeah, a motion would be in order.
Okay, so moved.
Motion, do we have a second?
Second.
All right, any further discussion? And this would be the time for the public to ask any questions before we vote, correct, Lauren?
That would be correct.
Okay. Does anybody have any questions on the disaster emergency declaration, which was announced by our mayor? Okay. All right, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any nays? Motion passes.
Okay, next would be a motion to ratify the adoption of resolution 4-23-2020A to delay the penalty for county and municipal real estate taxes to begin on July 31st, 2020, as moved by Councillor Waldorf and seconded by Councillor Suegos and passed unanimously in an online executive session on April 14th, 2020.
So moved.
All right. Shall we count one as a motion and one as a second?
Sure.
That's fine.
All right. Any further discussion? Public? Okay. I'd like to comment that this would be the penalty period so that they can be turned in now. At any time, your real estate taxes and county taxes, but the penalty period will not start until the end of July. But keep in mind that the deadline for the federal and state taxes will be July 15th. All right, all
and,
in
and,
favor?
And I'll add that the pre-period still ends April 30th.
Discount,
oh, yes. The discount period.
Yes.
Good point, Mark. Thanks. So all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any nays? Motion passed.
So just one question. Did Sue made the motion and who seconded?
I thought I made the motion.
Julia, okay. All right. Thank you.
So my suggestion is just the same people that made the motion and seconded last time should go ahead and do it again this time.
Yes.
There you go. All right. So the next motion?
The next motion would be a motion to ratify the direction of the solicitor to draft a letter to Newtown Township in agreement to pay 50% of the engineering fees to develop a grant application for a pedestrian bridge not to exceed $2,124, as motioned and amended by Councillor Walder, seconded by Councillor Cohen, and passed unanimously in an online executive session on April 14th, 2020.
Okay, so I motioned it previously. I'll motion it again, but just to clarify that it's an agreement to pay not more than 50% of $2,124. So everyone understands that.
Yes.
Okay. And I second.
All right, any input from the public? All right, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any nays? Motion passes.
Okay, the next one will be a motion to ratify the approval of professional services invoices from Barry Izzet and Associates and CKS Engineers for February 2020, as moved by Councillor Cohen, seconded by Councillor Turner, and passed unanimously in an online executive session on April 14th, 2020.
I so move.
Second.
All right, Any further discussion? All right, any public comment? All right, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay.
Nays? Motion passes. Oh, all right, motion passes. All right, thanks, Lauren. Mm-hmm.
And finally, it would be a motion to ratify the acceptance, subject to audit, of the consolidated expenditure report for the month of March, totaling $233,825.33, as moved by Councillor Rodowitz, seconded by Councillor Cohen, and passed unanimously in an online executive session on April 14th, 2020.
I so move.
I second.
All right, any further discussion? Public? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Motion passes. All right. Thank you, Lauren.
You're welcome.
I have one amendment to the agenda, which is the solicitor invoices section will be tabled from Rudolph Clark and High Schwartz to next meeting. Okay, are there any other amendments to the agenda?
I will be making an announcement during my report in regards to a public declaration for May the 3rd, 2020.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. All right, public to be heard.
Tara, at this stage, I would request for anyone in the public to unmute themselves if they choose to speak. I haven't seen any hands raised yet, so I'm hoping that means that nobody has attempted to raise their hand. So if anyone wants to speak at this point, please unmute yourself.
Hi, Judy, it's Gerard.
Are you seeing anything?
There's Gerard.
Hello,
Gerard.
Hello,
Gerard. Hi, Gerard.
Are we?
And Bridget. Oh, and we get to see him.
And Bridget.
And Bridget.
Yeah. Hi, Gerard.
Welcome.
I was going to save this for public comment, but thank you for doing this. This is very good.
Mm-hmm. Great. Happy that you can join us.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Anyone else?
Yeah.
Judy, are you able to list all the participants by your screen?
Yeah, I know all the participants, so they will all appear on when I write up the minutes.
Thank you.
Yeah. You're welcome.
Great, thank you. All right. Do we have any more? All right. All right, thank you, Gerard. All right, Mr. Mayor.
Okay, I received an email today from one of the other mayors, Bob Winkler. The Pennsylvania State Mayors Association is promoting Sunday, May the 3rd, 2020 as Bells Across Pennsylvania Day. The purpose will be threefold: to recognize and honor first responders, healthcare workers and employees of grocery stores, pharmacies, and other life-sustaining businesses who have maintained essential services while at risk of infection from COVID-19, to show solidarity with elected officials and residents of the municipalities across Pennsylvania, all of whom are fighting COVID-19 on the frontiers, and to demonstrate a collective resolve that Pennsylvanians will prevail over COVID-19 and work tirelessly to ensure that their businesses and civic life will thrive once again. They are asking that at 7 p.m., all Pennsylvania churches and steeples are asked to ring their bells for 3 minutes, 1 minute for each of the above purposes. So if that can be put in, I have a copy of a resolution, but I didn't get that done in time in order to present it this evening, but I'm just making this as a public comment. And that is all I have.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
You're welcome.
All right. Do we have our police chief with us tonight? I don't see him, but I don't have everybody up on my screen.
He's here.
He's sitting right next to you, Tara.
Hi, Chief. Thanks for joining us. Oh, I like your background. Excellent.
Thank you.
You have to unmute yourself to talk, though, Chief. There we go.
There we have it. Yes, I am here, present and accounted for. From the police department standpoint, we've managed to keep everybody healthy in the department. That's been a key component of us being able to stay on the job. Along with the slowdown of everything else, the department activity has slowed down as well, with the businesses for the most part being closed, a lot less traffic on the street. Our workload has been down, so we've been trying to just keep a presence out there, walk around as much as possible, wearing our masks whenever we can, and just maintaining social distances. And we're trying to be like a leader for the community. When I go walking down State Street, I'm sure I'm wearing my mask. You know, people are, you know, looking to make sure that, you know, we're being compliant as everyone else. But for the most part, things have been going well for the police department under the circumstances.
Oh, very good. Thank you, Chief. Does anybody have any questions for Chief? No. Okay. So the President's report. So this pandemic has affected our local government, as it has all of us. The borough office has been physically closed to the public, but open remotely. We're following the guidelines of the state of Pennsylvania as far as the closure of the office. Judy and Pat have been working remotely as much as possible. And when they do come in, they work on staying separately from each other. Only the police lobby is open, and it is sanitized regularly. And as the weather warms, we will be able to get potholes repaired, and we'll be painting the crosswalks and the parking striping, and we'll be conducting street sweeping. So as of right now, the estimated dates of street sweeping are either Tuesday and Wednesday, May 12 and 13, or Tuesday and Wednesday, May 19 and 20. So we will keep you updated, and when we have this information, obviously weather affects it, it'll be on the borough website. And sadly, as it is one of the more joyful events in the borough, Arbor Day has been canceled. The most wonderful part about all of this has been how so many in our community have really come together. We've all joined together to help. We have residents and businesses donating their time and their money, collecting and sorting food for pantries, sewing hundreds and hundreds of masks, collecting money and cooking and distributing meals for medical personnel and first responders. And I am truly proud of and grateful for my community. I really am. And as we go forward, I ask that we continue to support our local businesses. And many are open for prepay and pickup or shopping online. So the storefront may look closed, but they aren't. And they all need us during this time. So thank you all very much. And that concludes the President's report. All right, our solicitor's report. It says Michael Clark, but he was called away to an unexpected need, and we have Lauren Gallagher in with us today.
Thank you, and Ms. Musto, the minutes, just before we forget, the minutes should reflect that this meeting is being recorded. I believe we don't typically video record our meetings, so the minutes should reflect that.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
The first item this evening is the Civil Service Commission Ordinance Amendment. Prior discussions with Council, we recommended some changes to the ordinance, and that has been provided for your review. The way that the ordinance is drafted, all of the bolded text would be new text. So this evening, I believe it's a discussion to authorize advertising of this ordinance if Council is of a mind to do so. I'm happy to answer any questions.
Okay, and just to clarify, these were issues that were raised in the beginning of our review for the code codification process, where we, in answering those questions, we found that there were issues that needed to be addressed on a more urgent basis.
That's correct. The changes that are being made will bring the ordinance into, make it consistent with all the relevant state codes, and will define what a quorum and alternate members were, things that were not in the ordinance previously. So this will just clean that up a little bit.
Okay. Julia, as the person who's been overseeing that updating process, would you like to just read out for the benefit of the public what the changes are?
Sure. The changes to the ordinance include stating that any vacancy that occurs on the commission will be filled for an unexpired term within a period of 30 days after such vacancy occurs. And for those of you who don't know, the Civil Service Commission is a body that is somewhat separate from the borough government and is involved in reviewing applications for full-time police department positions. I have that correct, right, Lauren?
Yes.
And then the second is to determine the quorum, that three members of the commission shall constitute a quorum, and each member shall vote on each issue that comes before the commission. And then it also allows for alternate members to be appointed, not more than three alternate members to the commission, and that the alternate members don't participate in the proceedings unless they're designated as a voting alternate, because one of the commissioners is not available, and that their commission will make an annual report to council, and most importantly, that the commission appoints a solicitor, and the borough provides those services, pays for those services. So those are the highlights of what this new ordinance would add to the existing ordinance.
Thank you, Julia.
Do you want me to make a motion for advertisement?
Yes, please.
Yeah, okay. I move that we advertise. Do we have a number for this yet, Judy? Or not yet? Or do we just say advertise the ordinance?
Yeah. You know what? I do. I can get you the number.
Hold do you want a number, Lauren?
Yeah, Lauren, what date would we be after this? Because we're advertising it as an unusual time. Usually we don't do this our special meeting. So usually it's the beginning of the month. So for given our time frame for advertisement, at what meeting would we be able to adopt it?
So I do apologize for that. Yes, the ordinance number would be 770.
Okay. And then I guess we would be passing it in June?
So it only requires one advertisement. If council would want to try and get this on the May agenda, we can probably do that. But it's not something that's necessarily urgent. So if the council would prefer to consider it in June, that would probably be a little bit easier to get in the newspaper, particularly with everything that's going on with the pandemic. Timelines have been a little bit tighter to get everything into the newspaper. But we can certainly contact them and try to get it in for May if that's council's preference.
Okay, thank you.
What would you like, Tara? Would you like June or would you like May?
I don't think it's very controversial. So if we do it May, we might be able to get something situated sooner. And it's not something that's very time consuming. I know once we are able to come back together in physical life, we will be cycling back to some of the issues that, you know, might require more discussion and should be done in the proper venue. So we could also say just get this done, but either way, it doesn't take much time. So, and obviously we're not having any meetings right now anyway. So the main reason to do it in May would be to have it ready to go
May 12th then? We could do May 12th, right, Lauren? We have enough time for that.
I think we could, yeah. We'll contact the courier first thing in the morning and we'll make sure, but I think we'll be fine.
All right. So I'll move to direct the solicitor to advertise the ordinance for the Borough of Newtown amending Chapter 12, Civil Service Commission, for public hearing and adoption on May 12th, 2020.
I second.
All right, the motion's been made and seconded. Do we have any further discussion? Public?
I was just going to say, Chief, you have reviewed this, right, and agree with the ordinance changes? Oh, is he there?
He's muted.
Muted her.
Oh, there we go.
Yes, I'm familiar with the changes. It should be fine. It shouldn't be, come up as an issue. It would be good to have some alternates because one of the commission members wasn't able to make some of the meetings that we had in the past. So it would be good to have alternate members in place just in case that occurs again. Council in this budget for 2020 did approve the promotion of a sergeant from this department, and that will require going through the Civil Service Commission. So I applaud you for getting it done in May so that we can move forward on that once this pandemic passes and we have less restrictions on meetings.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thanks. All right, and then Judy, do we have anybody from the public raising their hand?
Let me take a look. I did see that Gerard, when he did raise his hand, it did appear here. At this time, I don't see any hands raised.
Oh, okay.
Unless someone is in the process, I'll take another look. It doesn't appear to be.
All right, thank you. Okay, so we had a motion, second discussion, all in favor?
Aye.
Any nays? Motion passes. Thank you, Flora.
So the next matter on the agenda this evening is the contract for the Police Department Fire Annex Renewal, option period number 4. This references an agreement that was originally entered into in August of 2000 between the borough and the Newtown Fire Association. The original lease agreement provided for a 5-year term subject to 4 additional renewal terms. This would be the final renewal period that the borough could exercise. So we've reviewed everything and we would recommend that the borough does in fact exercise that renewal option. And obviously this would be the final renewal option. So we would recommend that in the next few years, the borough consider whether it wants to negotiate a new agreement or find some other arrangement. But for now, all that we're being asked to do is exercise the renewal option, which involves the sending of a letter to the Fire Association.
Thank you. So does everybody understand that? And everybody's had a chance to look at the letter and the agreement. So do we have a motion?
Bob has his hand raised.
Pardon?
Question. Lauren, what is the lease period that's being extended from when to when?
It'll be for an additional 5 years and it will expire at the end of 2025.
But when is the start date?
It'll be August 1, I believe.
August 1.
Yes.
Okay, so it's August 1 and plus 5.
Correct. So it will ultimately expire, I believe, in August. I apologize. I'm used to printing paper, so.
2025.
Yeah. Chief, I'm going back and forth, yes.
When does the chief's term end?
It doesn't.
Never.
Yes.
We want to make sure the chief has a good place to work.
So this would extend through July 31st of 2025.
Thank you very much, Lauren.
You're welcome.
And I'm sure that in 2000, and we all know 2025 seems so far away. So, and here we are. So I would entertain a motion to send this letter to the Newtown Fire Department.
I so move, unless you need me to say more.
I'll second.
All right, motion's been made and seconded. Do we have any other questions or discussion? Public to be heard? No? Okay. All right. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any nays? Motion passes. Thank you. All right. So, Lauren, next, the zoning, right?
Yeah. So, obviously, the pandemic has significantly affected the way that all municipal entities do business. One of the entities that is a little bit more complicated than others is the Zoning Hearing Board, and that is because the Zoning Hearing Board is a quasi-judicial board. So the Zoning Hearing Board has to grant party status and that sort of thing. So we were waiting for additional guidance from Harrisburg regarding how these types of hearings were going to be handled and whether or not there was going to be extensions of the timeframe set forth in the municipality's planning code. There was an extension that was granted in Senate Bill 841, which was signed into law, I believe, on Monday. But that essentially gives the 30 days from the date that it was signed, the timelines start running again. So we have put together this memo, which outlines our recommendations as to how a zoning hearing board would conduct business virtually while we are continuing to operate under these stay-at-home orders. Things like requiring that an individual seeking party status contact the borough well in advance of the hearing so that we can make sure that we get any necessary information over to them. Because an individual that's exercising party status is going to be in a little bit of a different position than someone that is just giving public comment on a matter. So the memo that we put together is a little bit lengthy. I'm happy to walk through it if you'd like, or I can answer questions. If council is of a mind to recommend these procedures, we can work with the zoning officer and the zoning hearing board solicitor to implement this so that hearings can begin again in May. So it's up to you if you want me to walk through it or you just want me to take questions.
Question. Shouldn't the chair of the zoning hearing board be part of that also?
Absolutely. Yes, and that would be, yeah, the zoning hearing board solicitor would certainly need to consult with the zoning hearing board.
My opinion is that we should try to keep things moving that are allowed to keep moving. That's just my opinion.
Absolutely agree. We need to continue to conduct business for the borough.
And it does give applicants the opportunity to say that they would prefer to wait until after the normal processes and in-person hearings resume. So they can certainly exercise that option if they choose to do so.
Mm-hmm. So it's my understanding that right now we have extensions granted by one party that had a meeting scheduled and that another one has actually withdrawn their application. And in the meantime, we have received another one, but I don't think it's been scheduled yet. Is that everyone else's understanding?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That's mine.
So anything that was received since March 6th up through 30 days from when the governor signed this bill, which is sometime in the middle of May, the clock does not start ticking until the middle of May. And that's when the regular timelines start to proceed.
Okay, so it's like a pause, right? So if you had 20 days to go when the pause started, you have 30 days rest and then the 20 days start up again.
Okay. Precisely. And so we can certainly work with borough staff regarding calculation of specific timelines for specific applications.
The appropriate phrase is tolling, T-O-L-L-I-N-G. The deadlines toll to the next date as prescribed by the ordinance or the statute.
All right. I'm also wondering, although this is not a vote that we're taking at this moment, if anybody from the public has any questions about this process. So please do your hand raising if you do. All right. We don't have anything. So then, Lauren, what would be the next step? Do we all just agree this is a policy and a decision and we'd like to go forward and follow your memorandum?
Yeah, and then you would give us direction to work with the Zoning Hearing Board solicitor and the zoning officer to implement the policy. but just direction.
So we need a motion to direct you to work with them, correct?
Correct.
So moved.
I'm sorry, you okay. For me, she meant lagged out there. So, okay, so we have a motion, we have a second. Any further discussion? All right, any public comment on that motion? No, okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Any nays? Motion passed, thank you.
And the final item under the solicitor's report this evening is the discussion regarding the telecommunications policy resolution. And I believe Councillor Turner was going to discuss this. And again, I'm happy to answer any questions, but I'm also happy to turn it over.
Thank you. So the Pennsylvania Borough Code allows the borough to meet through telecommunication. There's a requirement that there be a physical quorum present in the meeting site, and that people who are telecommunicating must, first of all, be authorized to do that by council president. They must be able to hear everything that's going on at the meeting and everyone in the meeting. So councilors and the public must be able to hear them. So those are the general provisions of the PA Borough Code. We have proposed a policy that really mimics those conditions and turns out to be very timely. And there is one provision in this policy which does state that in the case where the governor has made a declaration of a public health emergency, that we do not all need to be physically present. There's, because it's difficult to search through resolutions to find policies, and we want the policies to be readily available to the public, we've actually got a resolution that refers to a policy that is distinct from it, and the policy itself refers back to the resolution so that they're, it's easy to cross-reference them and find either the resolution or the policy, depending on which you want. Do you need me to read the resolution?
Laura?
I'm sorry,
That's okay. No, Sue asked, do we need her to read the resolution? Generally, we do read the resolutions, but checking with Lauren.
Yeah, that's certainly up to council's discretion. Typically, what most governing bodies are doing because of the virtual meetings and people possibly not having much access, they are erring on the side of being over transparent. And so reading the resolution would certainly be appropriate in that regard.
Okay. So,
and this applies not just now, but to any time somebody is unable to be at a meeting and would like to participate remotely.
Correct.
Okay. So this is resolution number 4-23-2020B, resolution to allow participation and voting by telecommunications device. Whereas Act 43 of 2012 amended the Borough Code, which was Act 581-1966, and also amended 53 PS Section 46001, Section 1001 of the Borough Code to allow a council member's participation in a council meeting by telecommunication device. Whereas Newtown Borough Council has discretionary powers to adopt a policy to authorize a council member to participate by telecommunication device, by speakerphones or computer terminals after a physical quorum has been established in, without the official participating on the device at the meeting place. Whereas the council and the public shall be able to hear the comments and the votes of the council member participating by telecommunication device. Whereas council may only authorize participation by telecommunication device for one or more of the following reasons: illness or disability of the council member, care for the ill or newborn in the member's immediate family, an emergency, and family or business travel. Now, therefore, be it resolved by Council of the Borough of Newtown, County of Bucks, and Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. Newtown Borough Policy POL-001 attached. Adopt and approve this 23rd day of April 2020.
Thank you. So I do believe we need a motion to adopt it, correct?
So moved.
I'll second.
Thank you. We have a motion and a second. Any further questions or discussion?
My only discussion is, Sue, seriously, like, you started this before a pandemic. And we were like cracking up. We're like, oh my God, what if we all had to log into our computers from our houses?
So this is Marvin. So my question is, does the current law that's been passed by the House and Senate have a specific endpoint, or does it have to be rescinded, or does it stay in place? Because as long as that's in place, it overrides this. At this point, you do not have to have a quorum at the physical site.
So it does have an end date. I believe, and I'd have to double check this, but once the governor essentially lifts the state of emergency, a lot of the provisions of Senate Bill 841 will either terminate immediately or within 30 days or something to that effect. So there are various deadlines throughout the bill, but the vast majority of the provisions are only in effect during the time of the state of emergency or shortly thereafter.
So I don't know it needs to be part of the resolution, but do we need to somehow word this that it takes effect after the grandfathering or the end of the current rules?
Well, you could do that, but I will say that the state law does supersede borough council. So obviously there is language within this policy that deals with a governor's state of emergency. So there's no real conflict, because during the state of emergency, it allows borough council to do exactly what it's doing now, consistent with Senate Bill 841.
And then after that ends effect, we would revert to needing a quorum in a physical space. And obviously the other thing, as of now, you don't need any specific reason, but then after the emergency, it would revert to requiring the reasons of illness or whatever.
Precisely.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. All right. Are there any questions or comments from the public? Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
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 Aye. Any nays? Motion passes. All right, thank you. All right, and thank you, Sue, for all your hard work on this and getting this going. I appreciate it. Michelle, hello.
Hi. So I'm going to begin tonight with my only item, and that is this year's road program. And I know there was some maybe confusion as to whether the exact program was authorized or not. So I'm gonna go through what I believe that council agreed to last month, and then we could go through a discussion process, I guess. On North Chancellor Street, we are going to do base repair, mill the road, and then overlay the road. There is also going to be 75 feet of concrete curb that is going to be replaced, and a homeowner is going to be responsible for that. Along Mercer Street, it's North Chancellor Street from Jefferson Street to the Borough Line. Along Mercer Street, I'm talking about State Street to Congress Street. Again, we are gonna do some base repair. We're gonna mill the road, and then we're gonna overlay the road. There is going to be 52 feet of a stone driveway depression that will be replaced, and a homeowner will be responsible for that, or a business owner in this case. There's going to be 40 square feet of sidewalk that will have to be replaced. Again, a homeowner, business owner is responsible for that. A concrete driveway apron will be installed at that driveway. Again, the homeowner, business owner will be responsible for it. There will be ADA ramps installed, and that's Mercer Street. Along East Center Avenue, in the original estimate, we were going to do base repair, mill, and overlay. but that was changed last month. And it was decided that we were only going to do base repair this year along East Center Avenue. So in the contract right now, we have estimated 200 square yards of base repair only. And then I know it was around an hour and a half into the meeting, we started discussing potholes. There was a pothole on East Green Street, I believe that Nicole brought up, and that pothole will be replaced with base repair. And we are estimating it at 60 square yards. And again, that's on East Green Street between State Street and Liberty Street. There was also another pothole brought up at the intersection of Congress Street and Jefferson Street. We estimated that to be 60 square yards. Again, we're calling that base repair, pavement repair. It's a type 3 repair. And then as an alternate add-on, we are doing Jefferson Court. We are doing repairs along the at the inlets that have depressed. And then we are doing some base repair only along Jefferson Court. And that is what I believe was discussed at last month's meeting. So tonight I am asking for authorization to advertise the program as I just presented.
I agree that that's exactly what we discussed, and I thought agreed to as well, Michelle. So I would like to make a motion to authorize you to advertise.
So, I'll second, and I have a question.
You have a question, Julia? Go ahead.
Michelle, with timeline, if you advertise now, when do the bids have to come in, and when are we anticipating that the work might begin?
We are setting right now, tentatively, that the bids will be opened before your June meeting, regular meeting, so that it could be awarded at the June meeting. The letters to the two affected homeowners have already gone out. Isn't that correct, Judy?
Yes.
All right, so the two resident letters have gone out, and we informed them that their work had to be done by July 15th because we expect our contractor to get started shortly thereafter, probably during the month of August, which gives the Newtown Artesian Water Company enough time to get their work done on North Chancellor Street.
Okay, thanks.
Oh, go ahead, Bob.
I spoke with Scott today, who's our contractor for doing the street cleaning, and we talked extensively about crosswalks and the repairs on Mercer. We will have handicap corners. Michelle, did we include in the bid to put crosswalk markers between the corners with the handicap ramps, which would be at State Street and Mercer and then Court Street at Mercer?
State Street and Mercer, I'm sure we did not, because we are not doing any work. Well, no, I take that back. I know we have in the contract to replace pavement markings along Mercer Street. I'm not sure what that entails. So let me please get back to you about that. But you are looking for crosswalks, just to be clear. You are looking for crosswalks at Mercer and State and
yes,
somewhere else. And somewhere yes, else.
And Mercer and Court Street.
Okay.
And for for State, we would need then the ramp on the other side of State Street. So I don't believe that's there right now, right?
I think there's ramps between the Bird in Hand corner and the commercial building, apartments, insurance building. I think there's a ramp there.
Okay, yeah, and I was thinking when you were mentioning State, going cross State. So we're just staying on Mercer. We're not going across State.
Parallel to State Street.
Correct. Okay.
Okay. I will look into that and let you know.
The intersection at Mercer and Court, there would be four crosswalks because there are sidewalks on both sides of Mercer between State and Court. There's sidewalks between Mercer and Court on the, I'll call it the Penn Street side. And then there's sidewalks running along Court Street, traversing Mercer at Mrs. Pugh's and Dave and Mary's house.
Okay.
So there would be a complete square of crosswalks there. Because there's no ramp on Judy's corner, or there's no ramp across the street on Congress from the north side, I guess, there would be no crosswalks at Congress or Congress Mercer streets.
Bob, if I'm not mistaken, there is no sidewalk on either the, which would be the west side of Court Street, backing up to the parking lot for the Whitehall, and there is no sidewalk on the south side of Mercer Street along where the State Farm Agency is in the parking lot that's behind that. So there's no sidewalks there.
No, I understand on Court Street parallel.
No, that's all
houses, but you can, if you're going from State Street along the Burnham property, you need a crosswalk to get to Court Street on Dave and Mary's corner.
Right, but there isn't on the south side because there's no sidewalk there.
There is a sidewalk.
There's going to be a sidewalk when that's repaired.
Okay, fine.
There's one currently between State and the parking lot. It's just from the parking lot to Court Street that there's not.
That's why there's going to be a concrete improvement between the end of the sidewalk in the middle of the block to the corner. So the sidewalk will extend all the way to the corner. There'll be handicap ramps in both directions and crosswalks in both directions.
Thank you.
I also had a question about that too. So on both of these two, so Mercer Street and East Center Ave, you're saying that we're doing that we're doing sidewalk replacements as well?
On Mercer Street, we're doing ADA ramps, not on East Center. On East Center, we're only doing base repair.
On both of them, they have concrete sidewalk replacements, ADA, put on there. I don't know what that is.
Is that on the original estimate?
Whatever I was sent, I don't know.
Pat Auer sent out today the estimate that is by now like 6 months old, about the budget estimates were done by, but okay. That being 6 months old, and it was a preliminary estimate, it was updated by site investigations with our office and members of council, and when we finalized the road program for this year.
So Pat doesn't have our updates, you're saying?
I don't know.
If Pat's sharing this with budget and finance, I'm asking, so she doesn't have the new figures?
Well, she sent that out today and she said, I don't want to put words in her mouth, but she did not know that the program was changed at the meeting last month.
Well, I mean, it's important for Streets and Roads to communicate that because, I mean, she's, you know, the money person, but that's not my question. My question is, what is actually, so where's the write-up of what's actually being done on those streets? If what I have in front of me isn't correct, then where is it?
It was put into the share file today by Judy.
Not an updated version, though.
It was the list of the work that will be done per the contract. It does not have an estimated cost to it, which we can get to you, but it will be under what the budget items were, because for East Center Avenue, for example, we were doing in the last year estimate, I will call it, we were doing base repair, mill and overlay along East Center Avenue, and it was decided by the Roads Committee and in doing site investigations that we were only going to do base repair along East Center Avenue.
Oh yeah, no, I'm fine with all of that. I'm just saying, like, it just is helpful, I don't know, to have all the information as far as, like, what, I mean, obviously the biggest thing is homeowner cost.
Sure.
But then also, I get, I don't know, the sidewalk replacement, I guess, just because typically, you know, we have always fixed the handicap ramps, so we haven't extended out the sidewalk. So just I'm trying to understand what's happening.
Oh, okay. So, well, that I could try to, I don't know who's speaking. Susan, go ahead.
It's all right. You can do it. But
So this is Marvin. Are we actually in discussion now? Was there a second to be in discussion now?
I don't have a second.
I didn't hear one.
Okay, oh, I know Julia did. You're absolutely right. Yeah, we had the motion, and then we had a question, and then we just moved forward to this. So thanks, Mark. Yes.
Nice second.
We do need a second. All right. Thanks, Mark.
Nice second.
Actually, I do have a question about liquid fuels.
All right, could I answer Nicole's question first, Julia?
Oh, sure.
The sidewalk that is in, well, you aren't looking at what was in the share file today. So if you see a sidewalk replacement ADA as a line item, that's part of a sidewalk that has to be replaced to put in a handicap ramp.
Gotcha. Thank you.
Okay.
And Judy?
All right.
Yes.
I'm Julia.
I had a question about liquid fuels, and I'm not sure, Michelle, if you know the answer to this. Are liquid fuels monies based on the previous year's receipt by the state or on the current year? So, for example, the money that we're expecting for liquid fuels, is that based
on 2019? Well, we already received our liquid fuels for 2020.
Okay, so the money that we're going to spend already received.
Yes. We already have the money. It was in the bank in February. Okay. And it will exceed,
that was my question.
I believe it will exceed the cost of these repairs and upgrades, and the balance can roll over to the following year.
Right. Okay, thank you.
But it has to be used for the same category.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, I understand that. I just, yeah.
and just, oh, okay, question, you can question first.
So, looking at the clarification for East Center, because in the previous discussion from last month, that wasn't as much part of it. And I think that's part of what the confusion was, that it didn't match what was done before. And we have the or is it just what is being done on East Center? And so I just want to clarify, are we being consistent with what was done under the budget process in the fall, other than only doing the base repair on East Center, or are there other changes in addition to that?
Can I just say that I'm really confused about why we're having this discussion again, because we spent almost an hour talking about this at last month's meeting, and we talked about the fact that the work that was proposed to be done on Center was not, necessary at this time, and that we should not spend that money. And that's how mm-hmm. we came up with some additional funding to do the drains on Jefferson Court. I feel like I'm in a time warp here, because we talked about all of this.
So one question, because as I was getting emails from, you know, different parties today, and as it turned out, Pat happened to come into Borough Hall while I was here. I think where some of the confusion might have been was because, to your point, Sue, all of these things were discussed in March at the March 10th council meeting. They are deviations from what, to your point, Nicole, what Pat had, the figure she had placed in had shared with us that I put in, you know, share file today as well from 6 months ago or so. So I think where the missing piece was is that Pat was thinking that if council agrees, which it certainly seems like you are in agreement about these changes as discussed, that perhaps it just needed, and this is a question I guess for Lauren, you know, does council need to vote on those changes, make a motion to adopt those proposed changes from the March council meeting as stated?
Well, I don't want to interrupt, but isn't that what we're doing tonight, where I asked for an authorization to advertise the road program as I presented it tonight?
So I guess we could do both, right? So that accomplishes, one motion can accomplish both purposes. You're moving to adopt these changes and advertise these changes as such. Correct.
Right. The motion that's going to be in front of council is a motion to authorize the road program, the advertisement of the road program as presented tonight. So if there was changes from the last meeting, that there would not need to be a separate vote to authorize those changes because the engineer has presented a specific road program for approval.
And I agree that this motion should take care of that. Although there was discussion at the last meeting, there never was any vote on it. So now we'll take care of that. And I'll just add on that, you know, from the budget and finance side, feedback from Pat, because I was specifically asking in terms of our expected, you know, revenue and decreases thereof, can we still fully support this program? And the answer was yes, as being outlined tonight.
So I was just going to say real quick, Sue, this just once again comes down to policy. When if Marv and I were changing something on the streets, we would just let Pat know before a vote was taken. I think, again, it's just, it's not written anywhere, but Pat is, you know, she is our treasurer. So we just need to, like, any changes. And I understand, and I remember in March being like, hey, does this still fit in the budget guidelines? And your answer was yes. So I mean, I'm not questioning that. It's just more that again, it just comes down to order of operations and just maybe keeping her in the loop if there's a change made.
Understood. I had the impression that she was listening to our council meetings after the fact, but maybe that's not right.
And again, that could be something that, you know, could be kind of talked about too, just to make sure that everyone's on the same page.
Makes sense. Thanks.
Yeah.
Well, to be fair to everybody, not having access to the building has made it, you know, very difficult because mm-hmm. we've been trying to track people down for the last week. It's just a general problem that we're experiencing during this emergency. But I think you're right on point, Nicole. So thank you.
All right, well, thank you. So we have a motion, we have a second. Is there any further discussion or question?
Yes, for public comment?
Well, first I ask us, then I go to the, to making sure we're all done and everybody's had their say and answer their things. And I think we've answered Pat's question. Okay, so anything, public comment, question?
I see no hands.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Aye. Any nay? Motion passes. All right. Thanks so much, Michelle.
Thank you. That's all I have for you tonight.
Michelle, are you
all in? Right. Can I ask Michelle a question?
Michelle, are you in the office tomorrow?
I am not going to be, but you have my cell number. You could feel free to reach out to me that way.
I'll call you Monday about sidewalks in what I talked
okay.
to him about. Okay, thank you.
Oh, maybe Julia, hold Michelle. On 1 second. I probably should have mentioned that out of the two letters that we sent out to the homeowners, business owners, we are meeting with one of them next week to discuss the repairs.
Julia, you have a question, right? Because I do too.
I do. I just an engineer's question.
Can we have an update on the 2019 road project and the repairs and so on that are being done, and when to anticipate that that will happen?
Yeah, I wish I had a better answer for you, Julia. The contractor from last year has, we have not heard from. We have asked him several times to update us on the status as we knew that construction was going to be able to begin again, and we haven't heard back from him. So we will keep trying, and as soon as I know, I will let all of you know.
Thank you. I was going to preface my question also knowing our situation and how crazy it is. One thing that did come up, though, as we were in winter and then it moved to kind of spring while we've been in this pandemic, there are some people that have been kind of fixing some of the things that the contractor didn't get to, you know, planting seed, removing rocks on Chancellor. So my question is it possible that they could kind of invoice the borough for any kind of work, any money that they've put out of pocket during this time? I mean, you know, it was like there was snow on the ground and then, you know, and then we were, or like frost on the ground, and then all of a sudden it's spring and now no one can work. So it's like such a weird situation, and I'm not at all blaming the contractor. I just think that now everyone's at home and literally the only places that you're allowed to go into are like hardware stores. So I think that people are, and not only that, everyone's home. So no one's at work. Everyone's looking at their lawn like, what the heck is going on with my lawn for the last, you know, few years. So I was just wondering, I mean, I ran into someone literally on a walk and they were like, boy, you know, I had to like give money towards, you know, planting seed, blah, blah, blah. And I was just wondering do you think that that's a possibility?
That, if you're asking me, I think that's a council decision.
Okay, well, I guess I'm asking council then. If someone puts out money to kind of remove some rock and stone and kind of make that right of way patch of grass pretty, is it possible that we could reimburse them it would just be materials, I'm assuming.
The governor stopped all construction projects, including the road projects. So that's a reason why the contractor's not here. The governor's also said that on and after May 8th, certain construction projects will be permitted to proceed. So we have to wait till the 8th to determine whether borough projects, both road and other projects, can proceed.
I think the question is that people have been billed already for their works. Is that my understanding, Nicole?
Yes, they've already been billed for their curb repair, yet they have residual things going on. So, I mean, I don't know. Like, I know there was a walkthrough done and there were certain items picked up. I mean, and again, I understand what you're saying, Bob. I understand we're in a pandemic. But if someone's putting out the money on their own just to make that right away look good, I mean, that's not, you're allowed to do that during this time.
Well, the first question I have to Michelle is whether the reseeding of the grass areas between the sidewalk and the curbs was part of the contract.
Yes, it's part of stabilization. Stabilization as part of the curb or the sidewalk installation. He would have been paid for that already, but we are holding back retainage, remember. So he hasn't been paid the full amount.
Well, first of all, if a homeowner had a question, perhaps they should have come to us to ask whether they would be reimbursed.
We may have the cart before
the horse situation here, especially with a governmental mandate that we could not perform that task. So if a homeowner voluntarily went ahead and didn't ask council, and we've already appropriated and paid money to do the job, I'm not sure we're in a situation to double pay the situation, unless we debit back on the contractor's contract, and then amending a contract under these circumstances, I'm not sure the contractor would agree to that.
But it's, you know, in essence, work that he won't have to do when they are.
But he was paid to do it, and somebody unilaterally, without consenting counsel, went ahead and did it. And I understand why they did it. But we've already paid for the work to be done, and somebody voluntarily went ahead and put seed down.
I'd like to ask our solicitor, Lauren, to weigh in on this, on what considerations there are. And, you know, as far as Bob, what you're saying, Nicole, what you're saying, and any other thoughts that we may not be considering around this. So, Lauren, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, it's difficult to say without having the contract documents in front of me. And I was looking to see if I could quickly locate them in our files while the conversation was going on. And I have not been able to locate those contracts. This is for the 2019 road program, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I mean, you know, both council members are making valid points. I would be hesitant to give an opinion on that without having a chance to look at the contract documents. Because there's, you know, and we can certainly look at them tomorrow, and I can circle back with council tomorrow. I apologize. I'm just not locating this contract easily in our files.
So I guess, Michelle, how does it end up that all the, like, that kind of last punch list, like, that's what you're waiting on and you're just not hearing back on? Okay. And part of that punch list is some repairs that need to be done to people's, the right of way.
Correct.
Okay. All right. I mean, it is what it is. I guess I just want to make the point that, you know, during this pandemic, there probably are property owners that are kind of moving some stone around and doing some things on their own to make their property look nicer. So we should just keep that in mind.
Perhaps this is something that we could come back to and, you know, look at in some email conversations. I'm thinking, you know, Bob does has a good point. Like, nobody came to us and said, hey, my stuff is all muddy, I'd like to put the seeds down, and can I then have a deduction off of the bill that I owe because this hasn't been done. So it's true, we didn't get any advance notice. On the other hand, I do understand where a homeowner feels like the work's not done and I had to do it myself. But we are, they're not, construction's not allowed to work, so everything's on hold. So I see all the points here.
We are very much in unprecedented times.
Yeah. So, okay.
Michelle, I'll see you on Tuesday then.
Yes, okay.
All right, and Nicole, to clarify, nobody else asked, like nobody has said, hey, can I get a reimbursement? It's something you're thinking that you would like to be able to offer because people did come to you and say they did extra work.
Yeah, I'm just kind of, I mean, again, I only heard it from one resident, but I'm just kind of trying to think ahead. And if this does go past May 8th, if this turns into June, July, and people have their right of way all ripped up and, you know, are waiting for things to be repaired by our borough and they're not getting done. And, you know, I guess I just wanted to have a feeling for what
our
answer would be. Because if it was my yard, it'd be done. I mean, I would just do it myself. I mean, granted, as Bob said, I probably wouldn't expect reimbursement, but I think it would kind of be nice, you know, during this time, you know, if it was a hardship on someone and they were just trying to, you know, keep their property looking good.
I do want to comment on what you said about May 8th. That's the governor's looking at Northwest and North Central PA, which is the area of least population and fewer cases of COVID-19 per capita. So as he put out the stages that the state put together, I think southeastern Pennsylvania is going to take longer, probably. And so we're definitely looking past May 8th. I hope not June, but definitely past May 8th. So, okay. All right. Are there any other questions for Michelle? All right. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you.
You have such a long drive home. You're still at the office, aren't you?
I am.
I see that your drop office drop ceiling.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Take care. We'll see you Tuesday.
Okay.
All right, bye-bye. Okay. All right, approval of minutes. I'd like to entertain a motion to approve the March 4th, 2020 work session minutes.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion, we have a second. Any further questions or discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any nays? Motion passes. All right. I'd like to entertain a motion to approve the March 10, 2020 council meeting minutes.
So moved.
Second.
Motion second. Any further questions or discussion?
So in terms of the wording for the road program, which was in these minutes, I guess I want to make sure it was right since there are disagreements on what was said or what happened. So I'm going to just quick read what was there. Engineer Fountain provided an update on the 2020 road program, noting that the three roads in discussion are East Center Avenue, North Chancellor Street, and Mercer Street. The engineer met with Councilors Swakos and Turner on February 12th to conduct a site visit to review condition of the streets. And so there was no discussion of exactly what was being done to any streets. There's no mention of any vote. Some people say there were other things. Is there anybody that wants to have anything added to this, or is that adequate?
I think it's accurate, but it's incomplete. But we don't do minutes verbatim, so I'm not sure there's anything correct to be by changing that.
But in particular, there was no vote, which means we had to take one tonight.
There was not. But here's the thing. So, you know, as tonight's discussion took place, what I'm thinking is for tonight's minutes, you know, I will spell out everything that Michelle spelled out as part of the 2020 road program. And so that, you know, prior to where you will see where I will, you know, state that the motion to authorize the advertising of the 2020 road program, you know, follows that discussion of exactly what Michelle laid out. So I think if you agree, will that suffice? All that detail in tonight's minutes.
Yeah, and that's what will be good for Pat and her
correct
questions about audits and
I think that will suffice too.
Yes.
Okay.
All right, thanks. All right, any other questions or discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any nays? Motion passes. All right, Environmental Advisory Council, Julia?
Yes, the item on the agenda is an update on the Burden Hand of Lot 2 project, and also a motion to adopt a resolution. So I applied for a DCNR grant to do the development of the Burden Hand Lot 2, or as we're calling it sometimes, 112 Court Street, into a community park. The deadline for applying for that grant was yesterday, and I applied on last Friday. Because of the COVID-19 shutdown, DCNR was permitting the applications to be filed without the resolution from council, with the caveat that as soon as council does pass the resolution, it gets sent to DCNR to include with the application. So everything went in, with the exception of what we're going to do this evening.
The grants are officially awarded in late October or November. And if we are, hopefully we are awarded this grant, and then the grant period would start in 2021, and we would have until December 31st, 2023 to use whatever monies we receive. I applied for what is called a small communities grant, and you have to have a population, but I believe it's under 5,000 people. And these projects are smaller in scope, and also to our benefit, require less of a match. So in this case, the project cost estimate was $108,655. We requested a grant of $69,327, and our match would total $39,328. And of that match, $3,250 would be achieved through volunteer labor. And how we figured this program would be that the major work, like the putting in paths and putting in benches and regrading and putting in the entrances and so on, that would be done by a contractor. But then the beds would be planted by volunteers to plant perennials and so on. So the small communities grant provides the first $30,000 without a match, and then after that it's like 50% one-to-one match. Received support letters from the Newtown Historic Association, the Newtown Friends Home and Village, the Newtown Mercantile Group, the Newtown Business Association, and some neighbors, and all those letters were included in the application to support the grant. The Newtown Historic Association is continuing their preservation fund, and they have acknowledged they will continue to accept donations from the community that are earmarked for park development. And the Newtown Historic Association, the Friends Home, and the neighbors all offered in their letters to assist with planting the gardens to help provide the non-cash match. So I had uploaded the application, the narrative portions of the application and so on to the to our files for you to review before this meeting, and the resolution that we need to pass tonight. So do you have any questions?
I do, but should we wait for the motion to be made and then seconded and ask, or just ask the question? It's not, I mean.
Well, if it's about the grant application, I think you can ask it at any time.
So you're saying all in 39,000 from the barrel, right?
Yes.
And then this would probably be part of the 2021 budget.
Well, part of it, yeah. Well, we have 3 years to accumulate the match.
Right. Well, it's kind of like that green light go, like you're applying for everything now, but it just, with everything going on, I know that non-budgeted items are going to be really hard to meet. Right now, the total kind of the income coming into Newtown Borough won't be the same because of the pandemic. So this wouldn't be right this second anyway. Like we talk about
that. No, there's no money that we have to put forth now. Right. And, you know, and if you recall from the Common Project that went across 4 years, actually, that we got money up front, we put in money, we got reimbursed money and so on. And actually, we're still waiting for our final reimbursement of grant monies from that. So it's not, you know, on January 1st, we don't have to produce our match.
Okay, great. I just wanted to make that clear.
Sure.
And thank you for doing the grant.
that was a lot of work. So I don't know if there's any questions on the grant per se, or we want to move them to the resolution, because that will need a motion.
And I apologize. I had the resolution in front of me, and now I can't find it.
I have it on the... what it says on the agenda. Do you want me to do it? Do you want the number?
I have the actual thing in front of me.
If you want the resolution read, I can do that. Is that what you're trying to do or what?
It's 4-2-3. Do you want to read it?
And so everyone knows, because the telecommunications policy resolution had the B suffix. This one's now changing to a C.
I have it.
All right. So it's resolution. It's going to be 4-23-2020C, as in cat.
Correct.
Okay.
C as in correct.
Okay. So, whereas Newtown Borough, the applicant, desires to undertake the project Bergen Hand Lot 2 development, and whereas the applicant desires to receive from the Department of Conservation and Natural Resources a grant for the purpose of carrying out this project, and whereas the application package includes a document titled Terms and Conditions of the Grant, and whereas the applicant understands that the contents of the document entitled Terms and Conditions of the Grant, including appendices referring to therein, will become the terms and conditions of the grant agreement between the applicant and the department if the applicant is awarded a grant, and now therefore it is resolved that the grant application may be electronically signed on behalf of the applicant by Tara Grundy McLaughlin, who at the time of signing has the title of Borough Council President and the email address of tgrundymclaughlin@boroughofnewtown.com. 2, if this official signed the grant application electronic authorization prior to the passage of this resolution, this grant of authority applies retroactively to the date of signing. 3, if the applicant is awarded a grant, the grant application electronic authorization signed by the above official will become the applicant grantee's executed signature page for the grant agreement, and the applicant grantee will be bound by the grant agreement. And 4, any amendment to the grant agreement may be signed on behalf of the grantee by the official who at the time of signing of the amendment has the title specified in paragraph 1, and the grantee will be bound by the amendment. So that's the resolution.
I second.
Shall I make it a motion?
Yeah. Julia, make it a motion to adopt.
Make it a motion. Okay, I move that we adopt resolution 4-23-2020C.
Thank you.
I second.
All right, motion and second. Do we have any further discussion or questions?
Question for Julia. In presenting the project, did we present the design map, and do they have an approval or disapproval on what we do?
You mean, does the application include the design?
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. And the design includes all of the items that DCNR requires, which are many. And if you looked at how it was drawn, you will see a lot of things pointed out and identified. And those were all items that were required by DCNR to fund the project.
And I think we reviewed this before. We're ADA compliant, correct?
Absolutely, yes. Yes.
And we have a area for bike racks so that we have non-motor vehicle transportation parking areas for bicycles.
There is a bike rack, yes.
Okay, thank you very much. I just wanted to clarify those two items.
All right, and I think, Bob, your other question was that do they direct what we do? And they do not, only insofar as much if we want their money, we have to show that we have the things that they want.
Okay, thank you. Well, it's a... qualifications we have to check off, that we do this, that, and that.
Right. Now, they don't judge the design. They don't say, oh, well, we don't like your design. They say, well, you know, do you have all the elements that we require?
And we met them all, correct?
I checked them all off, yes.
Thank you very much.
All right, anyone else? All right, anybody from the public, any questions or comments?
Hello, this is Emily Ann Stabrick. It's from 115 Washington Avenue. Hello, everybody.
Hi.
Thank you for doing this. We just wanted to comment that we're fully in support of this effort.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much. All right. So we've got members of the public calling in or checking in and giving them support in addition to the letters you received. All right. Anyone else? No. Okay. We have a motion. We have a second discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any nays? Motion passes. All right. Thanks very much, Julia.
Sure.
Okay. And you have listed on the agenda an update on the bird in hand that you, that was your, was that including resolution or is there any other update that you wanted to give?
That was it.
Okay, great. Okay, and then next is budget and finance, and those two elements have been tabled to our next meeting pending receipt. Any old business?
I had one item of old business. I just wanted to make a brief comment about the e-code update that we've put on temporary pause. I wanted to let everyone know that I will be revising our schedule for reviewing the different chapters in the code, and I'll post that shortly. I would like to get started at our next work session, but I'm going to divide things up a little bit differently. I would appreciate it if you would continue to send me your comments and questions going forward, and I will be uploading the items that I received from you all so that everyone can see them prior to whatever meeting we're discussing a particular section.
All right. Thank you, Julia.
And this is Marvin, update on comprehensive plan. So tonight was actually the first potential meeting night for our kickoff. Obviously we postponed that with the Bucks County Planning Commission and are having this meeting instead. The next potential date is May 28th, again, the fourth Thursday, depending on how things progress during the coming month. I've had contacted the Bucks County Planning Commission in terms of the understanding of the delays and how we could get a head start on it. And I believe, hopefully, you've all received some of their suggestions, which I've asked you to share with any boards, committees, or commissions that you are liaison with. And I personally have shared those with Planning Commission and Shade Tree Commission.
Thanks, Mark.
And certainly, in addition to sharing any input you have on those items, personally also will be very useful. And all that will go into developing the survey, which is the first piece of the process.
I'd like to make a comment on that too, Mark, to everyone, which is if you pick up the comprehensive plan, you're like, oh, this is big. But as it breaks down the different sections, you can see like what applies to your area of interest, what applies to all of council, and in the back of the grid chart, we can go through and say, you know, what things apply to council, and then give your comments on all of that and get that to Mark. So I think it may be one of those things that once you get going, you know, will be interesting and not too onerous. So thanks, everyone. I just like to know, some of you may know this already, but we have fully paid off the 2005 loan for the resurfacing of South Lincoln. So it's nice to see that complete. All right. And anyone else?
Early with when we saved some interest.
Correct. Exactly. All right.
So one question was that 2005 or 2015?
Oh my goodness. Yes. Thank you. I was there then. Yes. I have no idea why. I just wrote 2000. Never mind. Thanks, Merv. 2015. Yes. No, it wasn't a 15-year loan. Okay. Very good. Any new business?
The Pennsylvania online voting registration for absentee ballots and mail-in ballots is now functional. I attempted last week to register and it wasn't taking the correct browsers, my browser anyway. So I contacted Representative Warren's office and they told me there was a glitch, but is now, it was fixed and it's up and running and it accepted my application. There is a distinction between absentee and mail-in. You don't need an excuse to get a mail-in ballot, although the form doesn't explain that. You really have to check one box or the other. You don't need an excuse to get a mail-in ballot. But the question I have is, with the primary on June 2nd, is there anything we have to do to prepare for that, including if the quarantine procedures are still in, do we have to have police instructions on how to maintain social distancing at the two polling places?
The Board of Elections is in charge of all that. And generally, Borough Council does not get involved with things, elements related to the elections. And as their health sewer authority and the firehouse, you know, they're not at Borough Hall. But it's a good question if we would need extra resources of Borough Council or if the borough government would need to be involved in any way. And I think that's certainly something worth looking into. Lauren, do you know anything about that?
So obviously, everything involving this pandemic changes on a day-to-day basis. So we'll have to look at it as it gets a little bit closer. Right now, the state police are the primary enforcing arm of the government as far as all of the orders that have come down from the governor's office. I would expect that that would remain the case for the election. But again, there's no guidance as far as what's going to occur as far as those specific issues. But it is something we're continuing to monitor for all of our clients, and the state is certainly pushing the mail-in voting this year for obvious reasons.
Okay, thanks. Any other new business?
I just had a quick question, and I'm glad Chief's still on the line. Hey, Chief. So just because I know the questions are going to start rolling in about parks and at a Bucks County level, they've opened some parks. It's very confusing to me as a citizen to kind of understand what in fact is opened. I don't know how to translate this to the community, but basically my question is, we would go off of the state's guidance as far as when we open our parks, even though Bucks County has decided to open up their parks. You're on mute.
Yeah, even with the Bucks County parks, they still have like kept the amenities closed for the most part, like the bathrooms and things like that. I think the only consideration we have with our parks is just keeping the playground areas of those parks closed for now.
Okay, because I even saw a sign in Newtown Township at Roberts Ridge that it said follow COVID guidelines, like the park wasn't closed.
Yeah, and they're not fenced, so that's interesting.
I'm good with whatever everyone wants to do. I guess I was just kind of wondering. So obviously people passively can use our parks with social distancing, but not on the playground equipment, because we have those swings that aren't, taped off, which is, I'm not trying to make them taped off. I don't know what to do. But I'm just asking just in case I get asked the question.
Over at Litton Park at the corner of Lincoln and Penn, the small children's area in the jungle gyms and the stuff within the fenced area is closed and roped off, but the swings and the other open areas are not. And those are being used by people, because when I go to the CVS, I can see people using those facilities without social distancing.
Okay.
I'm just commenting. I'm not
pro or negative.
I'm just reporting in what's happening.
But I haven't noticed this that same problem, but I just know that once the Roberts Ridge signs up, so like people at Goodnow Elementary have no idea that they're either a borough resident or a township. Like they kind of, you know, that no one really knows. So I did have someone be like, oh, Roberts Ridge is open. Can't we open the park, you know, at Brian Gregg? So I understand what you're saying, Bob. I haven't seen that. I don't know.
There would be a way of taping off the swings. I don't really think we should do that, but you know, at Linden Park, it would be a consideration. But I think where we stand now, I think we should stand pat for now until some more of the restrictions are taken away. That's just my opinion.
Mm-hmm. Well, as our police chief and the person who's, you know, liaisoning with the state level, the Police Chief Association, I think we should call your guidance on that. Good night. Any other questions or comments? And to clarify for Nicole, so the paths of recreational use to walk through, you know, take your dog for a walk. We're not going to rope off the swings, but the top lots within the gated areas are closed so that people do not touch it and then touch it again, and the little finger kids put their fingers in their mouth and climb on their parents, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, it's especially at the Witten Park and at Brian Gregg Park, the parents are right next to the children. The parents are all, you know, closely, you know, when the kids start running together, the parents, you know, find themselves coming together at, you know, at inappropriate distances as well, just because it's kind of hard, you know, when the kids get running around to keep them corralled. And, you know, so I just think it's best that we keep it the way it is just for now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Sounds good.
Yeah. And really the only thing you touch on the swings would be the chain.
Right.
Okay. All right. Any other new business or any other questions? All right. Public to be heard? Judy, do we have any hands up?
Judy,
where's
somehow
Judy?
Is only on like speaker. I don't know what happened, but I think,
Judy says chat. No, okay, yeah. All right, thank you.
I can see if someone had a question.
Okay, great. All right, so it's so nice to see everyone again, and Chief, thank you for joining us. Oh, it's like Bob has got his hand up.
Mr. Mayor, do you want us to post on the borough website the 28th of May event?
Is it May 3rd?
Of May.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is it May?
May 3rd.
I'm sorry. May 3rd event?
Yes. I was going to get that to Judy so that she could put it on the on our page as well as on the website.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Oh, she says, I will be happy to do that. Thanks, Judy. Okay, well, so nice to see everyone, and thank you for everybody from our community who has joined us, and we really appreciate it. One final call, any other questions or comments? If not, I'll make it entertain a motion to adjourn.
I'm moved. Oh, sorry. Second.
All right, motion, we have a second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Any nays? All right, motion passes and meeting adjourned.
Thank you all.
Good night, everybody.
Stay healthy.
Good night, everybody.
I think this one went very well.
All right. Bye-bye. Thanks all.